Ray, go get a cat.
Clickety clack.
Do it, Doug.
Don't talk back.
I gotta open the channel first. Somebody let me know who,
no.
who's in for the win. Oh my god.
Alpha Team was instantaneous.
Oh, there you go. Sartup was second. All right.
Yeah. Alpha Team's his name loaded before you had even been done clicking. Like this, like I didn't see the lock symbol go away and he was there.
Good evening to you as well.
Alright, so she didn't want to come, so I might have a yelling cat in the background later.
Yeah.
Alright. I will talk to our producer about it. I'm sure he'll come
be ready
up with
on the
solution
on the
for
mute
all
button.
Of us.
Yep. He'll have to beep it out later.
Beep it?
I don't know. Maybe somebody out there is triggered by a cat yelling. I don't know. All right. You kids ready?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Fire it up.
Fire it up.
Fire it up. Fire it up. Fire it up. I had to point my fingers in the air while I did that.
That's fair.
Yeah. Welcome to the 435th installment. Is that right? That sounds right. Of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm here. We got Ray. We got Ian. How you doing?
Good.
Sure. Nothing about that sounds right, but I'm doing great.
All right. This
435 episodes of this show. Come on.
Who could have possibly sat through that many?
It's like we're being pranked by ourselves.
Yeah. This is the week of 918 through 925. Man, years flying by. And you're a 7-day 4-star crash! Last week, did you Shuri versus Green Goblin?
You betcha.
For some reason, I have to say it. I Shuri did.
Don't call me Shuri. This week, you got Mordo versus Strange and Elektra. And,
I'm optimistic. I haven't tried yet. I'll give it a go after the show.
Elektra, I won instantaneously. Strange, I had to do 4 times because the first 3 times he would cascade into an infinite amount of blue, it seemed like, on like turn 2. And he just went, would you like to be stunned? And I went, no. And then I would get unstunned and be like, would you like to be stunned some more? And I went, no. And then I was dead.
How about if I throw in some damage while you're stunned?
Yeah, I was like, come on.
Interesting. Yeah, I got purple right away. Doctor Strange went down instantly. Elektra got her black off once. That was a little annoying. But it not a big deal, though. Once I realized I was doing damage again, fired off the purposeful power, and yeah, it was over.
No. Yep. Nope. Strange is making me sad. Next week, it appears to be the Black Cat versus Doc Ock.
That should be okay. That should not be hard.
I don't remember what she does.
She does some cat scratches that do a bit of damage. It's not great, but his powers take so long to use. Eh.
Well, you gotta get that whole nuclear power thing going, or yeah. Whatever that is. Yeah. Can't just do that instantaneously. It'll work up to that.
Ian's got a 5-3-5, which I believe is the correct build, at a level 209, so I think even that is doable.
What's that, Black Cat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If need be, I can always champion her, and then I'm sure it'll be done. But she's a decent character. I think she'll do okay against Dr. Otto Octavius.
Yeah.
Let's see. In Storyland, Web Wonder is running now. That'll get you an Emma Frost, the Talosian, and some Kane Shards. Placement is Dark Veil and Hot Pool. The only other event running right now, and is even in the game when I looked a little bit ago, if you have not Puzzle Gauntleted, Puzzle Gauntlet for some Tinkerer.
Yeah, got nice. Got 2 threes that were useless, but
yeah, duplicates. Yeah, throw away. PvP, we're between seasons, but right now it is the Cretaceous Clash featuring the Man of La Mancha, and you can also get Reptile. I thought it was funny that you get both of those together.
Nice.
I don't know why. Placement is Pyracate and some Sinister Shards. So lots of news. Let's get and then I closed it because I'm an idiot.
That's fair.
Yeah. Hey, they recently reworked Maria Hill.
Ooh, surprise.
Oh, is that why they gave her a costume too?
Yes.
Okay.
So 4-star Maria Hill. I haven't really read this, but let's look. Life Model Ambush. It appears that the cost is staying the same of 8 Purple, however, all the damages have gone up. You're still making three, up to four trap tiles at level four. Now at level five, it is up about 3,000 damage.
Yeah, not quite 50%. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, it's got the ascended thing on it. So there's now five-star ascended powers. So the same character at level 550, that power, which was does 9,000 normally on her, is now doing 51,000 points of damage.
Okay.
That's substantially different there. Whoa. Let's look at her next power. Best of Intentions. That's what that was called?
You were saying something about Best of Intentions?
Six, black. Let's see, before, it created three strength, 249 strength tiles, and created a three-turn countdown tile. When the countdown tile expired, Maria Hill took damage equal to 90% of her base health. At level two, the strength tiles got a little bit stronger, and as you went up, you got five tiles, and the countdown became four. Now it's all different. Now it is create 14 strength, 134 strength tiles, and create a three-turn countdown tile. When it expires, Maria Hill takes that same 90% damage. But now you're getting up at level 5, you're creating 24 strength tiles.
Wow.
With this power. That is a lot of strength tiles.
That is a ton.
Holy smokes. That is a large chunk of the board right there. Woo. Let's see, what does it do when it is ascended up? It looks like it doesn't really do anything different. The damage on the strength tiles is much higher, but you're still making 24 of them.
Yeah, 24 tiles that do 3,000 each?
Yeah.
Ouch.
No, that was the before. No, it's you're creating, what's it say?
The after doesn't tell me what any of the strengths are, so I'm assuming they didn't change.
It does not. Oh, if it doesn't change, then yeah, it's 24 of them at 3,300 each.
That's an added 75,000 points of damage everything you do? Okay.
Yeah, you probably can hurry up and win before that countdown tile expires.
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
All right. Blue power, get out alive. Seven blue. Let's see what this does. Looks like damage. Does damage to the enemy team and turn invisible for two turns. That is staying the same. It looks like that is a flat just damage increase for this power. You still turn in invisible for three turns at level three and four turns at level five. Same for the ascended version. That just looks like straight damage increases across the board here.
So Alpha Team asks a really good question. If you get a team up and then the character gets reworked, do you get the new or the old team up? Like, do the team ups change? I don't think the team ups would change, but I don't know.
I mean, I would think the game only would have the newest stuff in it, so you're going to get that.
You think the team ups would change? Interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just going to fire the current code. I don't think they're going to leave the legacy code of a power in there just for a team-up to happen.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So there you go. Some big changes to Maria Hill there. 24 tiles. Man, that just seems really good. All right. Let's move on. Hey, we got two new characters.
Woo! Oh, is her costume, by the way, is her costume in the news here somewhere?
I don't know that it was mentioned.
Okay.
In that article, but I did see it mentioned elsewhere.
I'm just curious why she is suddenly Thor.
Yeah, Baron Thor, Baroness Thor, something like that.
Yeah.
At first, because I saw the title of the Baroness, and I was like, oh, exciting. She's dressed up like the Baroness. That is awesome. and then it mentioned Thor, and I went, oh, now Eren's less awesome.
Because
everyone can pick up the hammer now. Used to be a really tight club. Not anymore.
Mjolnir gets around.
Yeah, I suppose it does. Starting tomorrow, I believe, the Agatha TV show's on. So, hey, we got two new Agathas.
Nice. Tell me more.
To join the game. So, three-star governess version of Agatha, which appears to be more of a crone sort of design here. Older Agatha. What she got? Purple. Discordant Hex. AP cost of 4. Well, that's a bargain. The target deals 223 damage to one of their allies chosen randomly. When an enemy deals damage to themselves or their passive, when an enemy deals damage to themselves or their allies, increase that damage by 27%. All right. As you go up in level, the damage increases, and that damage increase goes up to 70%. Boy, that can get crazy with, like, your Eye Hulk when he, like, resurrects himself and does damage to everybody. and then you're going to boost that by 70%? Huh.
That sounds like it could be significant.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how that plays out in a real-world fashion. Blue. Noxious Ward. 5 blue. Deal damage to target that is increased by friendly projectiles. Oh, this is Ian power. As it goes up in level, damage numbers just get higher. Nothing else.
Yes!
Ian fire blue a lot.
I will.
Yellow, Mystic Bulwark. AP of 6. Hey, I bet it creates projectiles. Convert up to 2 tiles, prioritizing enemy strength and attack tiles to strength 24 projectiles. Passive, the first time each turn that an ally takes ability damage, strengthen 2 random friendly projectiles by 60%. Going up in level, you will be making 4 tiles and increasing them by 160%. Well, that could add up. All right. That could be fun. You said, I'm really curious how that damage power, you know, tells out with characters who hurt themselves and others. Not that we ever liked those characters to start with, because we hate people who hurt your own team, but now it's really penalizing. We'll talk about the stores and rewards and such when we get to the 5 stars. Let's get to the 5 star. This is Agatha Harkness, the Coven Leader. 5 star. Purple power. Illusory runes for 5 purple.
Illusory?
Bargain. Yeah, okay. Illusory. Create 2 4-turn illusion repeater tiles. When activated, it deals damage to a random enemy and creates a copy of itself. Whenever an illusion is destroyed, it deals damage to a random enemy. That's a cool mechanic. Going up in level, damage goes up and up and up and up and up. At level 5, let's see, if you get her all the way maxed up there to level 550, the tiles are doing 15,000 activation and almost 35,000 when destroyed.
Okay.
That's kind of cool that they duplicate themselves. Let's see, blue, complex incantation. Select a color. Convert 3 basic or team-up tiles into that color. Passive, after 6 friendly non-team-up matches, this ability becomes augmented arcanum, adding an effect per match.
Okay.
Oh, no. Boy, it's based on every color. Here we go. Take a nap, Ian. red, you're doing extra damage. Green, 35% of damage to target's allies. Yellow, Agatha is healed. Blue, gain 2 random AP in your strongest colors. Purple, stun a random target for 1 turn of a max of 3. Black, destroy a random friendly and enemy tile. You know, we start needing these spreadsheets for these characters. They've gone too far. Hopefully, that's going to be a lot for them to list in the power.
They probably won't. They've got several powers in there. It's like, pick a color and see what happens.
Yeah. That's true. What's the one with the bombs? The Green Goblin ones? Where it's just like, pick a color. And I'm like, all right, I pick a color. I pick red, because I know that one blows.
Exactly.
As you're going up in level, damage is increased, the team damage is increased, the health's increased, and you get up to a 5-turn stun, max. At level 5. Man, 5-turn stun, that's pretty strong. What color do you got to pick for that?
That's a long time in-game terms. Yes.
Purple. So pick purple to get that 5-turn stun. Yellow. Rites of Unity. Again, 5. Well, these are like cheap powers. Have the current match damage bonus rounded up. Then deal damage to the target and heal Agatha's teammates for 443 health. Well, have whose current match damage? Hers?
Well, it's the match damage bonus. What bonus are they talking about?
Oh, I see. You have to keep reading. Passive. Agatha grants her teammates 20% increased match damage. Increased by 50% each time they make a match. Oh, my.
Wow.
Boy, she should hang out with Shang-Chi. Agatha gains 12% increased ability damage for each teammate match.
Whoa.
Yeah, she should hang out with Shang-Chi and they can just match damage people to death.
I'm just trying to process these numbers. These numbers are insane.
It's you sounded, Ray, like for just a second, you turned into Christopher Walken as the Continental. Wow. Wowie wow wow. These numbers.
Thank you. That's not what I was going for, but I'll take it.
It's great.
All right. Hey, Ray, as it levels up, that increases to increasing your match damage of by 30% and ability to damage by 22%.
Wow, wow, wee, wow. Yeah, and as Alvatine points out, throw in Aunt May and, your match damage.
I don't know
damage,
what she does.
Oh, Aunt May is, yeah.
Who knew Sean Pomio was her friend? that's something right there. Boy, that sounds like it's going to be real annoying to fight against. A lot of damage. All right, let's see what kind of events we got here. Unstable ISO 8, which here it says starts tomorrow. The Coven Leader, which is the 5-star shards and event token and placement rewards there, and event token in progression rewards and alliance rewards. Thick of Thieves, running the 22nd and 26th. 5-star legendary token and placement rewards, shards and event token in progression rewards, legendary token and event token in alliance rewards. Followed up by Fight for Wakanda, the 26th and the 30th. Legendary token and placement rewards, shards and event token in progression, legendary token and event token in alliance rewards. Versus the Fantastic Fifth, running the 19th to the 23rd. The 5-star shards in placement rewards, event token in progression, event token in alliance. Then the next one is called Return from Exile, running the 24th to the 28th. Again, the 5-star event token in progression and event token in alliance rewards. The offers, there's the Salem Renewed Store, running the 19th to the 23rd. Chance to get 5-star in there, increased chances in 10 and 40x pulls. The Bewitched Vault, which will run the 26th to the 29th. Again, chance to get the Agatha Harkness Coven Leader, increased chances in 10x and 40x. The 40 items in the vault, a 1x Witching Hour Legendary Store Token, and for whatever reason, a whoop whoop in there. A 4-star Mr. Fantastic. The Witching Hour Legendary Store, running the 26th to the 29th. 15% chance to get 5-star Agatha Harkness Coven Leader, 5-star Scarlet Witch, and 5-star Emperor Doom. Buy those for 25 CP each. That's a decent vault there.
Yeah, it is.
Or store to buy from. One is strong, Doom is cool, and this new Agatha sounds real good.
So I was thinking I would never fire her yellow because it doesn't do a massive amount of damage, and it heals teammates, and I generally avoid healing teammates because I use Half-Thor all the time, and I don't want him to be healed. But then I reread it. It heals Agatha's teammates, not burst. It says it heals her teammates at champ 4,000 points of damage. True healing teammates?
That used to be a thing.
That's juicy. Yeah. It's making a comeback, baby.
Don't call it a comeback. It's been here for years.
But it's not been here for years.
It was. Mr. Fantastic used to do stuff like that, right? He used to have true heal, and some of the people that had true heal. I guess he didn't heal his teammates. He didn't heal himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True healing your teammates is, wow. That's, yeah, she's something.
Yeah.
Now I can't unhear it, Ian. Every time Bray says, wow.
You're welcome.
You there with the scooching.
You there in the red. Chop, chop. Don't make me tell you again. And we got a clue for the next character.
Oh, and my goodness.
And some other things. So the 311 release notes. Give me the 311. It is getting ahead unlife. So I don't know what undead character could Dracula?
But it's getting ahead. What about, it's gotta be a zombie wanting brains, right?
Right, or a headless horseman. Or yeah, it could be a zombie version of a character that already exists.
Yeah. What about the new Deadpool Wolverine version of Wesley Snipes? He's in that movie.
I don't know what that is.
What's his name? The guy with the sword.
Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Wesley Snipes back in that? I thought they were getting Mahershala Ali.
Did you not see that movie?
Spoilers, Craig.
But no.
Craig.
I don't see any movies, Craig.
Oh, sorry. I thought you saw that movie.
Nope. I've seen no movies and will never see a movie.
All right.
Until I go to see The Wild Robot here in a week or two.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it might be good.
There's no chance. Hey, Ray, here's your information. It says log in for free gifts during the National Hispanic Heritage Month and celebrate epic Hispanic superheroes. And it says, hey, 4-star Maria Hill has gotten a rebalance and a brand new look with her Baroness Thor costume. Recruit this elite operative and equip her new costume today. It also says there's magic in the air for a limited time. Log in for a free copy of 3-star Agatha Harkness. So I'm assuming maybe that'll drop tomorrow?
Sweet.
I did not get one today.
No, I just logged in and didn't get it. So
there you go. That's the news. And I am out of here. I'm going to pretend to scribble on this piece of paper in a bunch of circles.
So I have a question. This is not game-related in any way, but hey, it's news. Word. We started watching a television show on the Apple Plus app, or whatever it's called. Do you guys still have that? Mm-hmm.
Sure. From,
yep.
Negative.
Okay.
Yep.
I know, like, Ted Lasso was on it and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I got it, and then it ended, so I just got rid of it.
If you get a chance... There is a television show called Slow Horses.
Oh, man, I love Gary Oldman.
Have you heard about this? Obviously you have.
I have not.
Oh, he is the absolute man.
This is a British MI5 agent who have all messed up in their careers, and they get segregated down to this, like, well, it's a building on Slough Street, which is S-L-O-U-G-H. So they call it Slow House because they're agents that messed up, right? And they call them the Slow Horses. But Gary Oldman is the guy, the MI5 agent in charge of them, and a whole bunch of actors I've never heard of. It is really good. Like, it is dark comedy. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't want to give anything away. But it's, I really have been enjoying it.
So it's four seasons in and I've never heard of the show?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Huh.
I thought it was only like the second season.
No, season four is coming out now.
Oh, wow.
Now, they're only...
Good for him. That's
awesome.
It's
British, so there's only six episodes a season.
Right.
But, yeah, it's really good.
Hmm. Right on. I will hope to check it out.
And one thing that I do enjoy in shows is... They're not afraid to kill people off, so.
Nice.
Anyway.
Good deal. All right. Ian, you have any news? We're going to go see the Beach Boys Friday.
Yes, I'm pumped about that.
Jam out some Mike Love singing me some tunes?
Sure. I have some game news.
Ooh.
I want to talk about briefly my struggles with this last Alliance event. Now, I'll give you this. I flake out sometimes. This is known. And I didn't jump in until, like, I don't either Friday or Saturday. And you guys were already on level 8. So I give it a try, and I'm getting wrecked. And I'm like, all right, fine, I'll get wrecked. I'll chip away at him. And then, you know, right before the match ends, I get hit with a tentacle whip that heals him back to full. And now I've wasted my time, and now I can no longer play the boss event.
Mm.
It was like, it's similar to how I feel about the Apocalypse one. Where he just heals and heals and heals
right.
And all my hard work is for naught. And then, he was so challenging. I feel like I remember just crushing him last time we had that event. And this time I was ashamed at my poor performance.
He
just absolutely
devastated. I don't think
me.
He really gets hard until 8. But then when you get there, it's just unfortunate you hit him at level 8 because.
Yeah, he was savage.
Yeah.
Was he Charles
Helden, time,
Hayden but... Savage?
Oh, Brazos. I want soup! Oh.
All right, well, file that away for next time. You need to immediately start playing on Thursday at noon.
Yeah, I'll be on it. Yeah, get those early rounds in and get my score up and contribute when I can. Because 8 was brutal. Just destroyed my roster. I did not, did not enjoy.
All right, let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny, waiting for Big Jeff.
Oh, right on. So this is the 5-star rarity version of Jeffrey, the land shark, but this is the symbiote version. Oh, let's see what he's up to. He's a hero, non-humanoid, Avenger symbiote enhanced. He has powerful friends, 9 purple AP. All right, a lot of stuff happening here. Lockheed creates a one-turn repeater tile that causes 310 damage per turn. Goose destroys one random enemy strike attack protect tile. Lucky provides the pizza, giving allies a burst of 443 health. Tippy Toad drops acorns, dealing 664 damage, ignoring protect tiles. Alligator Loki provides Jeff with cover, creating a one-turn invisibility countdown tile targeting Jeff.
Wait, nothing from Frog Thor?
No.
But his whole one other power is summon all of his animal friends.
Right. they're clearly in competition.
This seems left out.
Right. maybe they're rivals. I don't know. Mm. I don't read a lot.
Could be.
This scales up in all sorts of ways. You can destroy 3 random strike attack protect tiles. The tippy toe damage goes up. The burst healing goes up, and it becomes a 2-turn invisibility tile eventually. So Hungry, 8 red AP. Let's see. Deal 664 damage and create a 2-turn fortified countdown tile that deals 664 damage per turn. When this expires, it expires. No, I'm done. when this tile expires, heal 1,772 health. Oh, passive. Symbiotes do not always agree. Allied symbiotes gain 5% bonus match damage and reduce all damage by 3% as they cover for one another. This scales up to 1,773 damage. Countdown tile deals 1,547 damage, 20% bonus damage, and damage reduced by 15%. And then the old Jeff, eat that! 6 green AP. Select a tile type. Strike, attack, protect, abyss, charged, or web. Jeff eats all the matching tiles, converting them to basic tiles, increasing match damage by 1%, and heal by 2% per tile converted. That scales up to match damage by 5% and heal by 3% per tile converted. Yeah. Ray, you're in charge of this one. You're the only Jeffrey champion symbiote that on the show. Is he playable? See, give him a try. Do you spec him in a way that you think is correct? I didn't love his middle ability, but I think that just had a lot of words. It might be his good ability. I don't really know.
So I just respect mine. I don't use him. I haven't used him since I needed to use him. The internet says 5-5-3 is the way to go. So ooh. I just moved one out of green and one into purple so that I had him correct.
Nice.
I don't remember him being great, but meh. I don't know. He's probably like a low tier B for me. I don't know.
So he doesn't look super powered or even that particularly good.
But... He plays well with other symbiotes. Okay.
That was good. Yeah. Well, there you have it. That is what is Sunny and Xandar. That is a 5-star Jeffrey symbiote.
Apparently, Null is in that next Venom movie, so if you want more symbiotes coming at you.
Yeah.
I saw that as a preview in the movie. It's like, huh. Oh, speaking of, Ray, are you aware that they have made a full-featured Lord of the Rings cartoon called War of the Rohirrim? However you say that?
No, yeah, I had not heard that.
Yeah, it was on a preview, and I'm like, what is this?
Interesting.
No, didn't hear anything about it, didn't know anything about it, and I was like, all right. Because it was, Lord of the Rings, blah, 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 and I went, what now? The who's it? I'm like, did they dig this out of some, seventh indices to the back of some other book that is not one of the, the books that I've actually read?
No, never heard of it. I don't know what the plot is. Interesting. But I see that Brian Cox is one of the voices, so I'm in.
Apparently, from what I can tell, it was, Faction A, there's Faction B. Boy from Faction A is supposed to marry girl from Faction B. She says no thank you. The dad's getting in a fist fight. One dad punches the other dad so hard he dies. Therefore, son has vendetta, and there you go. The two clans are warring. That seemed to be the plot. It did not seem that super exciting to me.
Interesting.
But... what do you get in a trailer?
Yeah, but Brian Cox is one of the voices.
Right, exactly.
Right, that was good enough. Sometimes someone will just draw you back. Like, I have been kind of lax recently about keeping up with my MCU, but I know this new show is going to drag me back in. Because I do love magic. Any magic-themed mm-hmm. Marvel guy, Scarlet Witch, Doctor Strange, Agatha, I'm right there with you. And then as soon as I saw that they brought Aubrey Plaza on board, I was like, all right, I'm in.
That's true. That is a seller for you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't need, it doesn't matter where this is going. I'm in.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. I'm going to check that out.
What's it called?
Agatha All Along.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, this War of the Rohirrim, Miranda Otto is the voice of Eowyn.
Nice.
She is, Eowyn.
Appropriately. Yeah.
From the movie, so... That's nice that they got the same voice.
Yeah, I like that she could lock down that gig. It's nice when they get the actor to, do the voice or vice versa.
I have also been enjoying the, whatever it's called, the Lord of the Rings current show going on. What is it, on Prime?
Yes, I don't remember what it's called, but it's on Prime.
It's
not a sponsor.
I love the origin, Lord of the Rings stuff, so.
Right.
A lot of people say it's more boring, and I'm like, yeah, calm down. It's a great story.
I don't think I've still watched a single episode of it yet. I don't think I've turned it on. War of the Ring? Is that right? That's not that sound right.
Nope.
Rings of
I
Power?
I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, boom, you won me back. Good recovery.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know, after the debacle of having to watch the Wheel of Time on Amazon, Amazon has me really gun-shy, but The Boys is so good, so, you know, it's hard to know what shows of theirs are going to be good and what shows are bad.
Yeah, you just got to risk it. Reacher turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
Boys turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
There's some others. Yeah.
All right. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All righty. So, let's see. Over on the subreddit, UNC Samurai, our own Samurai, says, as much as I enjoyed Battleship as a young kid, I ultimately voted for Axis and Allies because the first time I saw it on the toy store shelf was a transformative event in my then young life.
Wow.
Axis and Allies and nice. Avalon Hill's 125th anniversary edition of Gettysburg are what created my love for tabletop wargaming. He also says, if you think Axis and Allies is a complex game, which I do, I present to you World in Flames. It's a monstrosity of a cardboard counters. It recreates the entire Second World War at the core level, and it can take 5 to 7 players multiple days to finish a campaign. If you add in all the expansions, the maps take up over 200 square feet of space. Is that an exaggeration?
Wow.
And involve managing over 5,000 counters.
No, thank you.
I don't think it would win any matches in our bracket.
Hey, when you used to play that Lord of the Rings game with Jim, didn't that take like a week to play a game of that?
Yeah. I mean, we only get a few hours a night, but yeah. We'd have to dedicate the dining room table to that game for a week or so.
Yeah.
I do like the complex strategy games, but that I don't know. World in Flames seems a bit much. Hey, Stink Bomb. Also commented.
Classic.
He said, regarding tenders, Joshua Wiseman did a nationwide crawl to find the best fast food tenders. I was very surprised who was the top rating. That's all he said. And then he linked the YouTube link, which I guess I will copy here and put in the Discord.
How?
But no, I don't
dare
know.
You?
Well, I just want the answer, right?
How dare you? Why would someone do this to someone else?
So
this is monstrous.
I watched it. Do you want me to tell you who the winner? I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched like half
Please.
Of it, and then
I don't know. Are you a monster or are you a reasonable human
being?
I skipped being?
To the end.
Okay, good.
Long John Silver's.
I'm on board. I love Long John's chicken.
I don't get it.
Joshua Weissman just lost all his credibility.
You got to bite the end off and then get your crumbs and dip the chicken bit back in the crumbs. So that every bite of chicken has that extra crumb coating at the end?
That sounds like a lot of work.
I know you're not wrong, but just hearing you describe it hurts my heart.
Oh, yeah, your arteries will not like you. But, God, it's been like 3 years since I've had Long Johns. I really want some Long Johns.
Nobody wants some
Some
Long
of
Johns.
The entries were surprising because they went to, I don't want to call them out, but they went to some of these places and they were just crap. And they're like, all right, well, this is crap. The Arby's that they went to was a gas station Arby's. And I'm sorry, that's not a good comparison. But in any case.
I do. Boy, Popeyes. I do love Popeyes.
Do you like Popeyes?
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Stink Palm also said, regarding Clue, sorry for being late to respond, but the improved Clue, discover the secrets with 2 dice and clock cards that can permanently kill a player, is massively good stuff.
What?
I've
never heard of this.
I'm putting a link in, although it's a weird link, so there's no... Yeah, there you go. I think that's a link to Amazon
Mysteries.
Clue Mysteries, yeah. Decoding detective game.
Well, if it looks fun and you want to get it, use the Amazon banner on our webpage and then buy it.
I agree.
But before we move on, Ray, let's address this because it's urgent. Slugga would like to know, what is a gas station Arby's?
I love gas station Arby's.
We used to stop at the gas station Arby's at Tom's all the time.
Yeah, that's now...
Sure,
that's
I know it.
Yeah, that's now what, a Love's?
I don't know.
No, it's a Rudder's.
Yeah, but
I do stop at the Love's one on the way to Erica's mom's. I stop there often and get Arby's on my way on that trip.
Yeah, there is a picture in the Discord of a gas station
it's
Arby's.
It's an Arby's that's directly attached, actually part of the building of the gas station.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a free walk between, the convenience store part and the Arby's part, yeah.
I would be curious to know if the quality there differs from an independent restaurant.
I can't imagine. I think they're all the same.
Probably not.
I think so, too. Mysterious.
Now, granted, I don't think Arby's chicken tenders should rank very high, but my point is it was a once per restaurant stop, and they just compared that cook to it, and I don't know. Like, a couple of them, it was old oil, and they could clearly taste, like, bitter oil. And I'm like, that's just a bad sampling.
Yeah, that'd be like going to the Al Tuna Popeyes and not going to a good Popeyes.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, in any case, that's all that was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Do we want to do the Who Won the Thing last week?
If that's next.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, the next segment.
Whoa.
Hey, it's board game bracket?
So...
Is there an intro to this?
I don't know. Apparently the intro is, hey, do you want to do that?
It's me?
Well, I just thought you would wrap up Lister comments with the comments about the last thing, and then we could introduce the next segment.
There were no other comments. Only what Samurai said.
No. Go ahead.
So, last week was Battleship versus Axis and Allies. And in a surprise for me, Battleship squeaks out the win. Apparently a lot of people don't like those complex board games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've played lots of Battleship, never played the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. So that's where my vote went.
Great. Well, this week we've got two new entries. Polar opposites, if you will. Antitheses of one another. The one is like the second greatest trivia-based game ever created, and the other one is the OG button masher. I think we're starting with Craig, and I think he's going to tell you about Trivial Pursuit.
Ah, Trivial Pursuit, one of the greatest things to ever come out of Canada, if I remember right. This came to prominence in, what, the 80s? Late 80s?
I would say early to mid.
But yeah, you wanted to get that, and it has a gajillion editions of different specialties. But the original, like, default, what was it, Genesis edition?
Yes.
It wasn't Genius, it was Genesis, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That dark blue box that, probably everyone's seen a billion times. That really brought, the trivia game super back popular at home tables. Boy, I played a lot of Trivial Pursuit as a kid. And when in doubt, my mother's answer was always Lake Titicaca. Lake Titicaca. She would guess that for all kind of things. And as we all know, that the answer for the one question is clearly the Moops, not the Moors. Crack myself up sometimes.
Okay.
But True Pursuit came with lots of flavors. You had, and then you had your specialty editions. If you ever got to play the Baby Boomer one, that one was hard.
Oh, that one's way too hard.
Oh, man, I did not get most of the references to that game. Playing that one was difficult. But when you get into the 70s and 80s ones, crush those. Yeah.
Right, but yeah, the Baby Boomer dish is hard because literally every category is category plus history.
Yeah.
Like, your knowledge of that subject means nothing if it's from, 60 years ago.
Yep. And then, as we said, much like, Clue, this got, it also had the, marketing spinoffs. You would have your specialty games of Star Wars trivia, Star Trek trivia, what have you, absolutely. Keep going. But I think Ian's on board with me. We love trivia games, so yeah. I love Trivial Pursuit. Great game.
That's an excellent, Just a quick shout out to P-Wuz. I had that same edition of Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. It was excellent. I overdid it. People didn't like to play with me, and I ruined it for myself. And I wish I had been a better winner in my youth.
So Ian, I'm curious, because in the weird world that Craig lives in, the better trivia game to Trivial Pursuit is clearly the remote control television game from the MTV TV show. So what's your number one trivia game if you said Trivial Pursuit is number two?
It's Jeopardy, Craig. Jeopardy.
Yeah, but I always think of Jeopardy as the TV show, not the board game.
There's the home game edition.
There is. And I have a copy here that, But boy. But it did not have Face the Bishop. It did not have Brady Physics,
But, yeah, I was way into Trivial Pursuit of any variety. I totally dig it. All right, Ray, tell us all about, you guessed it, the hungriest of hippos. hungry hippos.
So, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to miss anything because, I think I played this once when I was five or something. So, I actually asked the internet, and I got an AI overview of Hungry Hippos, how to play. It has three stages. One, release marbles, 2, press levers, 3, count marbles. Thanks, AI.
That's innovation right there.
So this is a game for 2 to 4 players. They have to be 4 and up because there's marbles. You don't want your 3-year-old getting...
Don't eat the marbles. Yeah.
Don't eat the marbles. The golden marble is worth two marbles.
Ooh, a golden
marble.
That's
a golden marble?
Yeah, apparently. I think it's yellow, so...
I thought they were just, like, all white. Okay.
No.
Yeah, interesting. That's a twist. I like it.
The one I'm looking at, all the marbles are red except one. But maybe there's more than one. I don't know. But in any case, yeah, you release the marbles into the center of the game. You press the levers. It makes the hippo's head fly forward and sucks the marbles, any marbles it gets, into your little chamber. And when all the marbles are gone, you count how many marbles you got, and that's the person with the most wins. It's a pretty simple game.
Yeah.
Or, as Craig described it, the most annoying game there ever was.
Yeah, I think this is the only game which rivals Boggle for the instantly give me a headache when someone is playing it. Because all you hear is bang, 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 bang.
Oh, because of the shuffling?
Yeah, when you...
Yeah,
when,
all right.
When,
I was like, Boggle's a dope game. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but when people have to shake the cubes, it just pierces right through my skull. Yeah. Like, my mother and grandmother used to play that. Like, eventually we lined their Boggle container with, like, felt, like thick felt from like the craft store, which still only kind of deadened the sound, but it was right. Much better than the ear-piercing noise of those cubes rattling around inside that.
I think the idea of it was just so loud is you put the game in the room with the kids and you close the door, and as long as you distantly hear that horrendous sound, you know that that's what the kids are doing. When the sound stops,
they're still
you know
busy.
You need to check on them.
All right, I can buy that for $1.
So, are there really distinct phases of the game? I had always played that you know, you can control when you release the marbles. You don't release them all pre-game and then they like 1, 2, 3, go. That can't be right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought
there's no strategy in that.
That's what the game summary is telling me. Release the marbles into the center of the game board.
I thought you'd want to release them at times where you would be ready to scoop them up.
Yeah, it would be advantageous to your hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can do it judiciously. I'm not sure, but I mean, I realize that you're just hitting that lever and the, you know, things are happening, but that there's got to be some level, you know, some amount of control
I mean,
that you can
if
inject
you're just
into
dump
the game.
Them all in the middle, why not just dump them all in the middle to start with? Why even have that storage space?
Right, why even have that feature if they didn't want you to have control over it?
I'm not going to argue the intricacies of Hungry Hungry Hippo.
I just want to give everybody the whole picture.
Did everybody also name one of the hippos Henrietta?
Aestheticist says, it is indeed a game of nuance and subtlety. can you imagine a Hungry Hungry Hippo tournament at Gen Con 2019?
No.
Thank you.
A bunch of people sitting around with terrible BO to smash it on levers? No, thank you. They're going to get all sweaty?
The loudest thing ever.
That sounds horrific.
Sounds amazing.
And I can't imagine the smell when that tournament was done.
That is where I am going to send you when you die, Craig.
The Hungry Hippos tournament?
Yep. That's your purgatory.
Oh.
Think about what you did while you listen to people play Hungry Hungry Hippos all day long. And it is really stuffy in there and the fans don't really work.
All right, thanks.
You bet. All right, so...
Samurai, you got some voting things.
Yes, we'll get to some voting here. We've got Trivial Pursuit and Hungry Hungry Hippos. Keep an eye on the chat. Samurai will inevitably have something coming here direct. Well, you know.
Yeah, and all you'll need to do is
we're not going anywhere.
React to Samurai's post, and it'll count your votes.
Yep.
If you can't make it there, you can comment on the on our post. In the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums, which is the 505 forums. But you still go there.
If you
there
can make
by,
it there, you can make it anywhere.
The URL is still d3go.com. So, yeah, there you go.
Cheese wedge. Nice. All right. What do we got? Once again, then. I am Hans.
I am Franz.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I don't think we have anything to talk about. We can skip this whole segment.
All right.
You should again talk about the Samurai's graphic for a second while you're there.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's the Sea Duck.
It is the Sea Duck.
I think it's Sea Duck.
It is.
It is the Sea Duck. Oh, man. What a great build. Samurai built himself a Sea Duck from the show Tailspin, and it looks fantastic. Is there, did it come with a Baloo minifig or something like that? Oh, wait, I gotta pull up the chat to be able to see.
I'm not sure that's it's a build. Maybe that's just, parts.
Maybe it's just technics. I don't know. Yeah, hard to say, but it looks excellent. I'm way
DuckTales.
into it.
Ooh.
Who's voting for Hungry Hungry Hippos? You people.
Yeah, they're terrible people.
Christ, they singing his own theme song to a different
Yeah.
show.
When I think of all that stuff, it all wraps in my head to one universe because they kind of intertwined. Yeah, there you go. He used a technique set from some firefighter
Oh.
airlifting ship and turned it into the
And
Sea
then built
Duck.
it his. Oh man, he's like a master builder.
He could be on that TV show with what's his name?
He could be. Will Arnett
That's
and
him.
Friends. That's exciting. All right, well, that's what's boosted. The Sea Duck from Tailspin.
All right.
Woo!
Hit me with some cold, refreshing pop pop, you jerk.
Oh, I have neither of those things this week, unfortunately. This week I was checking out the Kiss of Life. I had some misplaced confidence in this team. They were, relatively new on the scene. They're a quartet, which makes them normal. I checked out some of their songs and couldn't get on board. I honestly tried. I was like, this one's gonna be cool, and it wasn't. And then so I went from, I don't even remember what they're called. So Sticky was not awesome,
But that's what we went with.
and Shh, also non-awesome. But like this, it
Who's the
wasn't
band?
hor. I just couldn't get
Who's
there.
the band?
What's that?
Oh,
Kiss
okay.
of Life. So yeah, man. Again, maybe I went in with expectations that were too high. I really wanted to like them, and then I didn't.
Well, they're called Kiss of Life with the song Sticky. I think that's an appropriate reaction. Oh, Kiss of Life. I think that's oh, it's all sticky.
Again, still makes a reasonable segue. So I made it to the final bottle of my Samurai six pack, and it was the ginger and guarana flavor of the Ball's brand beverage. I went real light on the tasting, I'll be honest, because I feel like the part of the gimmick is it's got a extra caffeine in it or something like that, and that's not my jam. But I couldn't. I struggled with the flavor because of the aroma. The aroma triggered in me the idea that I was drinking something filled with star anise,
Oh, no, thank
and
you.
that disgusted me immediately.
Sure.
And I couldn't get past that to try to appreciate any of the ginger flavors that might be present in it. And it was a real hard
Did
drink.
it fill you with any raw primal power?
No, I didn't drink enough. It was too late, and I didn't need that much guarana. I do miss Josta, but I think I just miss it because it was funny. I don't think it tasted good. I think it tasted like a cough medicine-y version of Dr. Pepper. Like you tried to make Dr. Pepper but failed and you got Josta.
That's kind of accurate. I haven't had one of
But
those in
yeah,
so
no.
long that,
Yeah, they got, didn't they? Guess they got discontinued like 2 decades ago.
Yeah, I think longer.
Yeah, probably. Dude, be cool. Go easy on me. It's just 10 years ago.
When he was 25.
Exactly. So that's what we've got. Kiss of Life and Ball's Ginger Guarana. Meh. Meh to both. I tried and I wanted to like you, but I didn't care for either. But that's okay. They all can't be winners. I'm just happy I got to try something new. So that's the pop and the pop. Thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnified. Ian, do you have Steam open?
I do.
Nice.
I do. I gotta work my way through a couple pop-ups, but I will be opening a token any second now. Where did I put those tokens? Here they are. It is a 4-star silk, all wrapped up.
Well, I'm just doing one,
Well,
so I'm gonna go ahead.
I was gonna say I needed that, so I'm not disappointed.
Nice. I am getting a 4-star. Yeah. Dazzler.
Hey now. I would open, I don't know, at least 10 of these. I got 30, I don't think. Loki Gator. There's a 5-star. May Parker, Advanced Spider Sense. Morbius, that's a character. Another purple, May Parker, Static Cling. Another purple. Kane Parker. Mark of Kane.
Wow.
Drax the Destroyer. Sandman. Another purple. Kane Parker. Mark of Kane. Coulson. And Herpaderp. Dupe. So what was that? Four out of ten?
That was four. Yeah.
Dang.
A ding dang do.
Oh, can I not use any of these Kane Parker ones? Oh, no. I have him at a 5-0-2. And, of course, got two more of his red power. So that's now a 7-0-2. Sad times. It appears that... let's just get May up to 4-4-3 on May. So she's close. Thanks super well there to this guy. 40%. Can't go wrong there. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network and can be found at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. You can check out this. We advertise along with several other excellent podcasts to give you some variety to your listening day. Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Anything else? I'll go to the order.
No, I'm pumped. I'll see you at the fair.
Well, I'll see you. Am that, I going I mean your house here. Or to the old store?
I'll go home.
Okay. Well, then I will see you at your house.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. I think that's it then. Thanks everybody for joining us. Puzzle or comment suggestions, please shoot them at Willie, either from our webpage with one of our links or in the D3 forums or the MPQ subreddit. Please make sure to vote on the board games and check how your bracket's doing if you filled out a board game bracket to start this little adventure to see who wins the prize. But that's it. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, as Ian mentioned, and buy yourself stuff, and we will get a little bit as well. So goodbye for now. And remember, Johnny, don't be so negative. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.